Marsh Muirhead, a writer, dentist, flight instructor, and much else besides, lives near Bemidji on the banks of the Mississippi with his dog Scout. He's a winner and twice finalist of the Great American Think-Off and is the author of Key West Explained, A Guide for the Traveler. Marsh Muirhead.
Obituary. My father believed that real men had hair on their knuckles, ate thick, well-marbled steaks, medium rare, with mushrooms and lots of butter, believed in pork hocks and good whiskey, the blend of frying pan haze and cigarette smoke, the slap of cards and tinkle of ice, good cheese on a sourdough roll. He disdained pizza, casseroles, margarine, fads for those not bold enough to enjoy the better things in life. His only request, open-faced sandwiches for his funeral. Folded ham and turkey on triangular cuts of rye or pumpernickel, with a little mayo, a thin slice of olive, some subtlety and grace at last. In his last year, he took to making pies in the long afternoons within the shrinking borders of his life. Lemon meringue, apple, blueberry, something sweet for company, before bed, for sleeping. He rose from a morphine coma on the day before his last, sat up, eyes wide open, staring off at some distant cottage or languid Sunday morning, asked for pancakes, buttermilk pancakes. As much for the sound of the word, buttermilk, as for their taste, slathered in butter, floating in syrup, washed down with black coffee. At the funeral, days later, the pastor spoke of breaking camp, putting away worldly things for the sweet hereafter. And in the fellowship hall, sweet bars and weak Lutheran coffee, white buns with deli beef and margarine, several hot casseroles, nothing cut fancy or folded, nothing he asked for.